All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Dead Penetration's not here, and I don't know if he will be, but we're doing it just me. All right, so Steam is now warning buyers about abandoned early access games. Steam has recently rolled out a new change that informs buyers if a shiny new game they're about to pick up has actually been abandoned by its developers. The new feature was noticed by SteamDB. The new feature was noticed by SteamDB. Now store pages for early access games which have gone at least a year or so without an update will have a warning added in the early access box. When Steam first started releasing early access titles, the intention was to help indie devs make money to continue dev. However, as the years have shown, some early access games get lost in EA hell, not to be confused with EA hell, and are seemingly abandoned by their developers. In the time since, consumers have grown accustomed to paying early access titles, and while there have been some great success stories, there's a substantial amount of abandonware and shovelware out there. Now buyers on Steam will be able to make more informed decisions about buying a game and what expectations they have for it to be finished. So there you go. There is a Wonder Woman game that has reportedly already cost WB Games $100 million, but it's nowhere close to releasing. This could end up being a tax write-off like the Coyote movie, Roadrunner and Coyote movie. A new report on Monolith's Wonder Woman game has emerged. Yes, this is the same Monolith that brought us Shogo and Subterra Core and that, what was it, that... That spy game everybody wants. Anyway, claiming that the project has undergone a reboot behind the scenes and has so far cost Warner Brothers over $100 million. It's claimed that the Wonder Woman game is still years away from being released. A video game based on Wonder Woman has struggled to coalesce, according to people familiar with the project, Bloomberg's Jason Schreier wrote. Early last year, it was rebooted and switched directors. The game has already cost more than $100 million, so the people who asked not to be identified discussing non-public information, and is still years away from release if it ever makes it to market. See, it could be a big tax write-off. Schreier also says that Monolith was originally interested in developing a new franchise after it released Middle-Earth Shadow of War in 2017, one that would incorporate procedural storytelling in its design. Warner Brothers executives reportedly weren't interested in this proposal because of course they were. And 3 years later, the project was canceled. The executives suggested that Monolith should instead work on one of the company's franchises. And after the departure, look, 3 years. They fucking worked on a game for 3 years and then canceled it. 3 years development is a good, that's a good amount of development, guys. The executive suggested that Monolith should instead work on one of the company's franchises, and after the departure of studio head Kevin Stevens and several key creatives, who would go on to form a new studio at EA to work on a Black Panther game, the rest of Monolith began development on the Wonder Woman game. Schreier's report says that an early version of the game attempted to reimagine the Nemesis system from the Mordor games, allowing Wonder Woman to befriend her enemies. This idea was eventually scrapped in favor of a traditional action-adventure game, and the future of the project might be in jeopardy. Monolith's Wonder Woman game was first revealed at the Game Awards in 2021, but since then, the studio has kept quiet on development aside from confirmation that it will not be a live service title. Reports of a troubled development first began cropping up last year. This follows a trend at Warner Brothers Games, as recent projects have failed to take off. Rocksteady's Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League was a $200 million flop for the company, and Warner Brothers Montreal's Gotham Knights saw lukewarm sales when it launched, and Multiverses will shut down in May. Just not going good for Warner Brothers. Maybe y'all should stick to movies and not games. Drink Drive lawyer refused roadside breath test after being pulled over in her silver Range Rover because she'd had cosmetic surgery on her lips. A barrister refused to take a roadside breath test after she was stopped on suspicion of drunk driving. They call it drink driving, but we call it drunk driving here. Drunk driving on the grounds that she... Okay, hold on. We'll try this. Yeah. Excuse me. Let me go all the way back. A barrister refused to take a roadside breath test after she was stopped on suspicion of drunk driving on the grounds she had just had cosmetic surgery on her lips. Rachel Tansey, 44, was pulled over after reports that her silver Range Rover was weaving around a bypass at 20 miles per hour. But when police asked the lawyer to provide a breath sample, she only partially put her lips around the tube, then cited cosmetic treatment the day before, a court heard. The mother of three, who lives in a $1.4 million mansion in Formby, Merseyside, told officers, "Do not tell me what I can and cannot do." Oh, she thinks she's above the law. You know what would happen if a man did that? He'd be on the fucking ground right now, wouldn't he? With a fucking boot on his throat. Or right in his fucking face. What? What did you say, sir? Huh? I am doing my best. It is like asking someone to jump after a tummy tuck. I cannot do it. Also, after refusing to submit to a blood test instead due to an undiagnosed phobia of needles. Shit. Dude, if a brother said, I got scared of needles, they're gonna prick him anyway. They're gonna prick him anyway, and they don't give a shit. Oh, he's got a fear of needles, guys. You hear that? They're gonna laugh. Go ahead and prick him. Tansey was charged with failing to provide breath and blood samples. At Sefton Magistrates Court, she denied wrongdoing, insisting she had only been driving slowly as she had dropped a chicken wrap and had been swilling mouthwash. However, she is now facing a possible jail sentence after a judge accused her of trying to manipulate the situation to her advantage and lacking any kind of credibility whatsoever. The court heard Tansey was in the midst of an acrimonious divorce at the time, because of course she was, and on a break from practicing law to run restaurants and bars. Among her business interests was a Liverpool branch of controversial restaurant chain Hooters, which has been accused of creating a misogynistic environment because of its scantily clad waitresses. Who gives a fuck? Only people in the UK care about that shit. The incident occurred in the early hours of April the 20th, 2023, when Tansey was reported to a police patrol about her erratic driving near her home. Officers spoke to her at home shortly afterwards, but she failed to give a sample of breath despite being given multiple opportunities to do so, Elizabeth Brown, prosecuting, said. After being taken to the custody suite, Tansey refused a sample of blood, the court heard saying, "Good luck trying to get blood from me. Let's roll the dice. I will not consent to blood." Her explanation that she had a needle phobia was simply an attempt to get out of providing a blood sample, Ms. Brown said. Giving evidence, PC Thomas Moore, prosecuting, and Tansey's car... Oh, I don't know what PC... PC, was that prosecuting... Was that prosecuting attorney? Something like that? That's what I'm thinking. But they call it something different in the UK. Thomas Moore said Tansey's car smelled of alcohol. She said that she would be unable to provide a roadside breath test because she had cosmetic surgery on her lips the day before, he said. She was putting her lips around the tube and forming a seal at one point to provide a partial sample but could not complete and provide a full sample. She was very arrogant, to be honest, he added. Footage from the police station later that night showed Tansey saying, "I've had my mouth operated on." She said she had just had a non-invasive treatment to remove hair from around her chin. After being told that a nurse said she should have to be able to complete it, she replied, "She has not had the same procedure that I have. I'm trying my best." But the officer replied, "You are not even trying. You are not blowing." Convincing her of both charges of failing to provide samples of breath and blood, District Judge James Hatton told her, "From the moment you got out of the car, you attempted to manipulate this situation. You have tried to delay and delay and delay the officers. You tell the officers that you had nothing to drink. Clearly you had at least something to drink. You are a witness who lacks any kind of credibility whatsoever." You know, just... kind of thinking about how the judge talked to her. He bailed her for sentencing, saying a community order was likely, but he would leave all options open, including custody. She should get the maximum punishment as if found guilty of driving under the influence and then get extra for deliberately failing to provide a sample. The bar counsel also need to assess fitness to practice. Let's hope the judge in this case gets some sense of responsibilities and can forget about the fact that her sense of grandeur and knowledge of the juridical system? I thought it was called the judicial system. In trying to defeat a blatant drunk driving offense goes suitably punished. She has blatantly avoided any compulsive test to determine if she was driving with alcohol or any other substance in her system. She should basically be given either a custodial sentence or banned from driving for 5 years with a hefty fine. Yep. And of course, now we have this influencer claiming that Elon Musk had his 13th child with her. I think she just wants money. Comedian Bill Burr shocks audience with savage attack on billionaires. Put down like fucking rabid dogs. Boy, is he changed, guys. Also, I'm going to make a little statement. So, Zelensky basically said that Europe wants its own army. Okay? Europe wants its own army. And to that, I say, fine, go ahead. Let them have their own army. And this is why I say this. For years, we have been looked at as the world police. We're the ones that have to clean up everybody else's mess. We've been doing it since the Bush era. Well, before that. I mean, let's think about George Bush Sr. You know, the United States is going to this country, and that country, and this country, and that country. And we're always cleaning up everybody's mess, right? And one thing I liked about Donald Trump is Donald Trump said in his first term that he was going to basically stop the United States from being the world police and fighting everybody else's damn wars. Now, obviously, we're doing some things. There's some talk of bombing, and I don't want to get all into that, you know, with Israel and all that sort of thing. But, I mean, after all this calms down, and we try to get this peace, we need to let Europe clean up its own crap, right? If Zelensky and the Ukraine, they want to form a bond or a pact with Europe and have a European military, then by all means, let them have a European military. They can clean up their own shit. Europe can clean up its own shit. They really can. They don't need us to do it. We have enough problems here in America. We got more than enough problems right now in America. And this is nothing against my European viewers. But I think it's just better if they have their own military to clean up their own shit over there. Right? I don't think there's anything wrong with them having their own military. I'm surprised they didn't. So, yeah, if they want to have their own military, let them have their own military. I don't think it hurts anybody, and I think it helps them clean up their shit. So we're not doing it. Okay. I'm not worried about that. I was looking at that article, but I'm not really that worried about it. Not everything is worth commenting on. Let's see. Okay, so you may have heard about this, but there is a high school teacher that reportedly identified as a cat, licked her hands, and hissed at students. And yes, Musk, 13th kid. This crazy woman. Parents have expressed their concern at a Queensland high school teacher who has reportedly been referring to themselves as a cat, allegedly hissing at students and licking the back of their hands during class. Boy, I'd just laugh. If I was a kid, I'd start laughing. I'd lose my fucking mind. I was a kid once. If I saw a teacher acting like a cat, like, okay, see, this isn't a put-on, right? This isn't like a little... This isn't it's joke day or it's fun day, we're gonna be a cat today. This is no, we're a cat every day. This is like a real thing for you? That's like if I wanted to pretend I was my character and go around walking big old suit of armor. You'll not talk to me this way. I'll summon the robot warriors. The armies will approach. My God, they'd have me in jail by the end of the week. You don't do that. It's just... people are ridiculous. And you know, I might go see AC/DC. I mean, I just saw it there. I'm not interested in anybody else. Definitely not Coldplay. 29 shows. Who in the world would sit and watch them? My God, I'd take a couple Benadryl and I'd fall asleep. Sure, they make wonderful music to sleep to. There's not a heavy guitar in it. Anyway, the teacher who works at Marsden State High School in Logan City, south of Brisbane, has reportedly asked students to call her Miss Purr, multiple parents have claimed on social media. Photos and short videos, first published by the Courier Mail, show the teacher wearing a cat ear headband and lanyard with the word Purr on it while in front of a classroom. There it is, right there. She forces the children to call her Miss Purr, and cat screeches and growls when they don't listen. One relative alleged in comments on Facebook. She sits in class and licks her hands. It's absolutely disgusting. Something needs to be done about this. The high school was contacted for comment. The same relative told the Courier Mail she was confused by the teacher's behavior and expected the school had been inundated with complaints. I myself would like answers. It all could be innocent, as I know a lot of kids can be overly dramatic, she said. On the same Facebook post, one mother alleged the teacher made her daughter purr for a lolly. A lollipop. Okay, that's what they're talking about. Unbelievable how the government indoctrination instructors are allowed to display their mental illness on students. My husband asked, does a cat use a litter box? Again, school choice is most important for our future generations. If I was a parent of a kid in this creature's class, I'd say my kid is allergic and demand appropriate measures be implemented to protect my kid. Or maybe tell them my kid identifies as a pit bull with a history of eating cats. You might also ask if the teacher has had its feline distemper shot and whatever else is required for cats. I used to think if things got really bad here, I could move to Australia. But ever since COVID, that idea has been put to rest. Just when you think things can't get any worse, they do. Their teachers' union must be worse than ours. Yikes! It's insane. Kendrick Lamar has been slammed for the worst halftime show ever. Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance in New Orleans on Sunday drew criticism from some fans who labeled it the worst halftime show ever. I think it was, and I merely heard it. I didn't watch it, I heard it. I listened to it. It was absolutely fucking horrible. I'm sorry, I didn't get it. I like rap. I'll give him the fact that he wasn't auto-tuned. His voice was actually there. He was rapping. But all I heard was, he ain't saying nothing. He ain't saying nothing. Turn the TV off. And I was like, yep, there you go. He told me exactly what I wanted to hear. He's not saying anything, and I can turn the TV off. Thank you so much for letting me know that I'm not going to offend or upset you by turning my television off and listening to anything else than that. Fresh off his Grammy wins. Did the Grammy give him the awards? The rapper 37 didn't seem to carry that momentum into his performance at the Caesars Superdome as he hit the stage before the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. The Pulitzer Prize winner, showcased his lyrical prowess as he started out the performance on top of a car before taking a swipe at his hip-hop rival Drake. Despite Drake recently suing his and Lamar's record label Universal Music, which they're not even going to worry about, over the controversial diss song, Not Like Us, which calls Drake a certified pedophile, Kendrick still performed the song, however he omitted the word. It seems the musician opted not to say the word as to not to trigger another lawsuit. As right before he started rapping, he told the crowd, I want to perform their favorite song, but you know they love to sue. The rapper had a surprise introduction from actor Samuel L. Jackson, 76, who was dressed up as Uncle Sam and performed a medley of his hits before he was joined by R&B singer SZA, 35. Kendrick did go on to deliver two other controversial lines, including, Say Drake, I heard you like them young, and trying to strike a chord, it's probably a minor, or as the crowd sang along. He also wore a big silver chain pendant with a small letter A, and another reference to A minor in the lyrics in Jeans by Celine. Who cares about his jeans? The scathing diss track about Drake, who is currently out of the country on tour in Australia, won Lamar a Grammy for Record of the Year and Song of the Year last weekend. Really? Released last May, the viral song saw Kendrick sensationally accuse Drake of being a certified pedophile and pursuing minors. Drake denied the allegations in his rebuttal track, The Heart Part 6, saying his was not a name you're gonna see on no sex offender list. Tennis champion Serena Williams, who once was linked to Drake, was pictured dancing during Kendrick's performance of Not Like Us. At one point during the charged performance, a man with a Palestinian flag tried to storm the halftime show, but was intercepted by security. Fans inside the stadium saw the drama unfold, but the TV cameras didn't show it to viewers. Kendrick rocked a blue and white jacket, a black shirt, blue jeans, and a backwards hat. He was joined by a crew of backup dancers and formed an American flag all dressed in red, white, and blue. At one point during the performance, Jackson returned and told the crowd, too loud, too reckless, too ghetto. Mr. Lamar, do you really know how to play the game? Lamar performed whacked out murals, bodies, squabble, euphoria, humble, DNA, man at the garden, and peekaboo by himself before he was joined by SZA. The duo performed their collabs, Luther and All the Stars. SZA wowed an all red look. Kendrick was joined by DJ Mustard during the show. Wonder if he's wearing yellow. He finished off his performance with the song TV Off. Okay. So that must have been SZA. Samuel L. Jackson there. Again, I listened to it. I didn't watch it. And there's the Palestinian flag. Fans blasted the show on social media with one writing, worst halftime show ever, not a fan. I genuinely can't tell if I'm being biased against Kendrick, but I think this is the worst halftime show I've seen in a minute, another added. I thought The Weeknd was bad, but Kendrick Lamar took that spot, worst halftime show ever. So far, the best part of the halftime show is Samuel L. Jackson, another complained. Somehow, Kendrick is worse than the game itself. This halftime show at the Super Bowl by Kendrick Lamar is hot garbage, worst of all time. The night ended with the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, we know about the game. Prior to the performance, there was not much debate about whether Kendrick would perform the diss track. Not Like Us became a viral sensation over the summer as the two artists sparred. The hit diss song has been the subject of litigation from the Canadian rapper, who recently filed a defamation lawsuit against a Universal Music Group. In the track, Drake is referred to as a certified pedophile. In the federal defamation lawsuit filed last month, the Canadian rapper sued Universal Music Group for speaking the false and malicious narrative that he is a pedophile. Drake says in court documents that UMG knew Lamar's diss track would include lyrics and images in a music video that referred to him as a pedophile. He also accused Universal Music Group of allowing the inflammatory and shocking allegations because the song was a gold mine for the company. Despite underwhelming reviews from fans, he appeared to have a lot of fun on stage. Well, worst halftime show ever. Yeah, it was. I saw a lot of these as they were live, like when they were first coming out. However, it appears that Kendrick has had the last laugh after Not Like Us became the first ever beef song to win a Grammy. That's not great, actually. The track also earned Kendrick all five awards he was nominated for. And they said he was the undisputed winner of the feud. Who gives a shit? It's just this long shit about this feud. The Super Bowl are pretty much... Excuse me. The Super Bowl and pretty much all sports are family events. Why not have a performance that appeals to the numerous age groups? If you look at people in the stadium who actually pay the salaries of athletes, you could easily deduce that the selection of performers don't align. Agreed. That's what they used to do until the early 90s. I didn't know any of the songs and had no clue who the girl singer was. It wasn't my jam, but if you liked it, more power to you. All that was missing was some memorable songs and singing. It sounded like one long song with indiscernible lyrics. I couldn't tell where one song ended and another began. The halftimes have been pretty bad. Gone are the days when we actually looked forward to them and they were good. I expected this one to be bad, but it exceeded my expectations. Worst I can remember. I watched it. And was there a song in there somewhere? I couldn't tell, just saw a bunch of people marching around in circles. I'm so happy to have grown up during the 80s and 90s, where there was a diverse spread in music. When rap was rap and pop was pop, rock and metal went hard, artists could play instruments and read sheet music, and no one used autotune. There hasn't been one song in the past decade I can name, like, or even spend a dime to download. And of course, the person is going to recommend Sleep Token. Yes, Sleep Token, they're alright. I'll give them a downgrade. I've listened to their music. All of their music. It's not that great. It's literally pop with metal. If you like that, more power to you. But it's not Prince. It's not Michael Jackson. You know, it's not David Bowie. It's not anything super memorable, right? We're not going to talk about that until later. Okay, so we got this one now. Ohio and Mississippi bill aims to make ejaculating without intent to conceive a felony, costing over $10,000. This will not pass. Is spilling semen outside a woman's vagina a sin? Legislators in Ohio and Mississippi want to fine men up to around $10,000 if they're caught doing so. A draft bill was released in Ohio this week seeking to make ejaculation without the intent of conceiving a baby a felony offense. Its advocates say the intent is to stir up public debate over reproductive rights and the interpretation and application of biblical law. And this is all being funded with our tax money, folks. This bullshit. This isn't even a real bill. Instead of focusing on real legislation, they're passing bullshit with our tax money. If the United States governments are willing to use interpretations of theological law to regulate women, why not men? Ohio Representatives Anita Simani and Tristan Rader, the authors of Conception Begins at Erection Act, say it's a tongue-in-cheek means of highlighting the hypocrisy behind moves to regulate women's bodies. You don't get pregnant on your own, observes Representative Simani, Democrat for Dublin. If you're going to penalize someone for an unwanted pregnancy, why not penalize the person who is also responsible for the pregnancy? It is now illegal in 10 states for women to have a termination, even in the aftermath of rape. At least 3 women have been jailed in the U.S. Supreme Court, overturned the 50-year-old Roe v. Wade precedent. This had previously interpreted the U.S. Constitution as giving women the right to seek an abortion. Now, George H.W. Bush appointed Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has said he wants to reevaluate the legality of birth control by challenging the similar precedent-setting 60-year-old Griswold v. Connecticut case. If you think it's absurd to regulate men, then you should think it's equally absurd to regulate women, Simani insists. So this is to make a statement, but the political stunt represents a deep and growing divide within U.S. society. Christian extremist groups, such as the Dominionists or the New Apostolic Reformation Evangelical Movement, are asserting their desire to use the new Donald Trump White House administration to turn the U.S. into a religious state. They're not going to do that. They want a new republic to enforce their hard line of interpolation of Christian law on the entire population. Someone else said that I am calling America a Christian nation. So I am, Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley stated in June last year. In some way that I am... Some will say that I am advocating Christian nationalism, and so I do. It's beyond ridiculous what's going on here, Ohio State Republican Representative Austin Beigel retorted to the proposed conception begins at erection bill. It's a mockery of the most basic biological concepts. But the modern understanding of the human reproductive process is far in advance of the Bronze Age lore of the Old Testament, and that's causing legal problems. Nowhere is this more evident than a growing U.S. debate over infertility treatments. IVF, where semen is removed from a man, assessed for quality, and injected into an egg, is that a sin unto God? It's a concept not addressed by the Bible, and therefore a matter of interpretation. President Trump does not think it is a problem. He's gone so far as to promise IVF treatments would be subsidized by the federal government and insurance companies the means of combating falling birth rates. It's a move given qualified support by activists who believe constitutional protection should apply to embryos from the moment of fertilization. But other activists argue it is a sin not to wait for God's perfect timing. They quote Romans 12:2, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." But most of the highly inflamed debate centers on a woman's right to abortion. The pro-life movement has never tried to regulate women's bodies, Beigel told the Ohio Capital Journal. "We're trying to regulate the actions of people who want to kill another person." U.S. Centers for Disease Control data in 2021 recorded 11.6 abortions per 1,000 women aged 15 to 44. This was down 25 per 1,000 in 1980. A recent Pew Research Center study found that 62% of U.S. adults said the practice should be legal in all or most cases. Another 36% said it should be illegal in all or most cases. Evangelical activists point to the Old Testament portion of the Christian Bible's justification. For Supreme Court Judge Thomas, intended re-examination of contraception rights moves to outlaw IVF procedures and expanded abortion bans in particular. Genesis 38 verses 6 to 11. The passage recounts the story of Onan. His brother Ur had died. And Onan had been instructed to impregnate Ur's widow to conceive a son. That son was to inherit Ur's estate. And it came to pass, when he went in to his brother's wife, and he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. There is much theological debate as to whether Onan's offense was to refuse to impregnate his brother's wife, and therefore take the inheritance for himself, or the discharging of sacred life-triggering semen outside the vagina, or both. Has been interpreted by some as a Christian law precedent against birth control and masturbation. But whether or not the offense should be punishable by death or treated as unclean is detailed in Leviticus 15, verses 16 to 18, remains unresolved. The Catholic Church moved to clarify its interpretation of reproductive lore and its followers in 1968. Pope Paul VI's encyclical doctrinal judgment, Humanae Vitae, of human life, came down firmly against contraception. The Church, nevertheless, is urging men into the observance of the precepts of the natural law, which it interprets by its constant doctrine, teaches that each and every marital act must of necessity retain its intrinsic relationship to the procreation of human life. Similarly excluded is any action which either before, at the moment of, or after sexual intercourse is specifically intended to prevent procreation, whether as an end or as a means. But the Old Testament punishment for adultery is not open to interpretation. Leviticus 20, verse 10. "And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." Strangely, new apostolic reformation activists are not yet advocating this to be instituted as a U.S. state and federal law. It's a matter close to President Trump's heart, specifically whether or not it keeps beating. And to what extent any or all of the above is mitigated by New Testament lore remains hotly debated among Christianity's diverse denominations. This is a long article. The bill highlights the vast inequalities in how we talk about men's bodies versus how we talk about women's bodies, states Representative Rader. If you find this language to be absurd, then maybe you should find any bill attempting to restrict reproductive freedoms absurd as well. Representative Somani also spoke in a video posted by the pair to Blue Sky. Fair is fair, right? Somani states. If the legislature is so dedicated to regulating women's bodies and their access to contraceptives and abortion care, then let's start policing men in the same way. After all, it does take two to tango, right? The proposed Ohio law sets out to be merciful for male seat offenders. Those arrested on the first offense will only be fined $1,849. This rises to $5,042 for the second and $10,084 for the third. The bill also proposes exempted circumstances. Ohio men will not be punished if the act does not directly and immediately involve an OVA. This includes donating sperm for IVF, masturbating alone, having sex in the LGBT plus community, or with a woman using birth control. Indeed, the offenses target explicitly men having sex with a woman without the intent of conceiving a child. The Conception Begins at Erection Act has not been formally introduced to the Ohio House floor, nor is it likely to be, the authors concede, but it's likely to inflame debate around attempts to circumvent Ohio state law. A 2023 referendum passed 57% to 43% to enshrine the right to abortion in the state's constitution. It also cemented the right for Ohioan women to decide about contraception, fertility treatments, contraception, and miscarriage treatments. However, Republican State Representative Beigel has introduced his own bill, the Ohio Prenatal Equal Protection Act. It just says human life begins at conception, Beigel told News 5 Cleveland. Therefore, all the protections that are offered to other people under the state law are also offered under the preborn. He also wants the U.S. Supreme Court to grant embryos equal protection under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That would overturn the majority vote in Ohio's referendum. Yeah, look back at American history, Beigel explained. The issue of slavery was popular with the majority at certain times, and so it's absolutely possible for the majority of states' populace to support something that's evil and something that's wrong. So what I'm hearing is legislators in Ohio and Missouri are wasting time and resources by trying to create bills that have zero chance of passing because they want to start conversations. Got it. I guess I'm going to need a lawyer if I'm going to be charged with 4,386 felonies. I just worked the numbers on what my fine would be. Unfortunately, my calculator ran out of digits. Another stupid article from the Post. Roe v. Wade was overturned because the Constitution says nothing about abortion, and it means the decision is left up to the states. If you believe in an abortion, live in a state where it's legal. If you believe that life begins at conception, live in a state where abortion is illegal. This allows people of all beliefs to live according to their own conscience. Liberals want to force everyone to believe in and do exactly as they do. Conservatives value diversity. Well, I don't know about that, because there's a lot of conservatives telling me, oh, you can't have porn, blah, 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 but I thought you were all about diversity. But porn destroys marriages and families, all that. Okay, but what if people that don't care about all that? Like, give me a card where, like, I don't have to care. It's like, okay, I have a card that exempts me from all this bullshit. It's called the Bullshit Exemption Card, or the BEC. So, yeah. You have a bullshit exemption card? Yep. Okay, our last one. Oh, damn you, you little bastard. Okay, here we go. Thomson Reuters wins first major AI copyright case in the U.S. Thomson Reuters has won the first major AI copyright case in the U.S. in the United States. In 2020, the media and technology conglomerate filed an unprecedented AI copyright lawsuit against the legal AI startup Ross Intelligence. In the complaint, Thomson Reuters claimed the AI firm reproduced materials from its legal research firm Westlaw. Today, a judge ruled in Thomson Reuters' favor, finding that the company's copyright was indeed infringed by Ross Intelligence's actions. None of Ross's possible defenses hold water. I reject them all, wrote U.S. District Court of Delaware Judge Stephanos Bibos in a summary judgment. Thomson Reuters and Ross Intelligence did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The generative AI boom has led to a spate of additional legal fights about how AI companies can use copyrighted material, as many major AI tools were developed by training on copyrighted works, including books, films, visual artwork, and websites. Right now, there are several dozen lawsuits currently winding through the U.S. court system, as well as international challenges in China, Canada. I wonder what fucking country that's going to be. China, Canada. I will get you right, my Canadian friends. China, Canada, and the UK, and other countries. Notably, Judge Bibas ruled in Thomson Reuters' favor on the question of fair use. The fair use doctrine is a key component of how AI companies are seeking to defend themselves against claims that they use in copyrighted materials illegally. The idea underpinning fair use is that sometimes it's legally permissible to use copyrighted works without permission. For example, to create parody works or in non-commercial research or news production. When determining whether fair use applies, courts use a four-factor test looking at the reason behind the work, the nature of the work, whether it's poetry, nonfiction, private letters, etc., the amount of copyrighted work used, and how the use impacts the market value of the original. Thomson Reuters prevailed on two of the four factors, but Bibas described the fourth as the most important and ruled that Ross meant to compete with Westlaw by developing a market substitute. Thomson Reuters spokesperson Jeffrey McCoy applauded the ruling in a statement emailed to Wired. We are pleased that the court granted summary judgment in our favor and concluded that Westlaw's editorial content created and maintained by our attorney editors is protected by copyright and cannot be used without our consent, he wrote. The copying of our content was not fair use. Just wait, Disney's gonna do it soon. You won't be able to generate stuff that looks like Marvel or Disney characters anymore. Watch that. Even before this ruling, Ross Intelligence had already felt the impact of the court battle. The startup shut down in 2021, and Nintendo, citing the cost of litigation. In contrast, many of the AI companies still duking it out in court, like OpenAI and Google, are financially equipped to weather prolonged legal fights. Still, this ruling is a blow to AI companies, according to Cornell University Professor of Digital and Internet Law, James Grimmelman. If this decision is followed elsewhere, it's really bad for generative AI companies. Grimmelman believes that Bibas's judgment suggests that much of case law that generative AI companies are citing to argue fair use is irrelevant. Oh, shit. Chris Mammon, a partner at Womble Bond Dickinson who focuses on intellectual property law, concurs that this will complicate AI companies' fair use arguments. Although it could vary from plaintiff to plaintiff, it puts a finger on the scale towards holding that fair use doesn't apply. Wow, this is really getting interesting. If you're making movies, if you're doing the porn, anything like that, you better do it real quick. Because they may make it hard for you to generate anything. Everything will be copyrighted. You'll be like, oh, can't do this, can't do that. No Batman. No Batman eating a cheese sandwich. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I'm a model. And any man who wants to marry me should pay husband tax to maintain my hot body. Looking good doesn't come cheap. A Brazilian influencer has been ripped after proposing that men pay a monthly husband tax to help fund their wives' wellness routines. After all, men love to see us like this, always taken care of. Well, I'll tell you, you fix that. There's a bunch of AVNs, you know. Those girls always look good. You don't have to pay to keep them looking good. Carol Rosalind, 25, told JM Press while detailing the rationale behind her unorthodox health insurance plan. She probably wants that taken care of too, the stuff between her legs, yeah. The Sao Paulo, a base model, has become a sensation due to her commitment to fitness, which includes weightlifting 5 times a week, daily cardio, and subsisting on natural foods like sweet potato, cassava, chicken, eggs, and oats. Rosalyn frequently shares shots of her bikini-clad figure, which was recently declared the perfect female body by AI. What? That's the perfect female body, according to AI, guys. That body there. It's not letting me do anything with it, but there you go, guys. That's AI considers her the perfect female body. It's what it says. Look, I don't make the rules. Unfortunately, maintaining her sweltering physique comes at a cost, which the bombshell believes should be floated by her beau. If men want a wife with a rockin' bod like hers, they should be prepared to cover everything from nail appointments to gym memberships, Rosalind declared. We women who take care of ourselves, spend hours training, invest in healthy food. My God, here comes the robots, ladies. But she takes care of herself, see? I don't mind working on her maintenance because it doesn't cost me a fucking arm and a leg. You know? I need to get her repaired. Shine her up a little bit. That's all we need you to do. We don't need to pay for her gym and her nail appointments and all the other crazy shit, all the plastic and Botox and everything else. No. This little model right here, you don't have to pay for much. And she doesn't beg for much either. And when she breaks down, you actually kind of feel bad because you're like, I need to get that fixed. My wife isn't walking right. She's a little wobbly. I gotta fix that. But, like she says, we women who take care of ourselves spend hours training, invest in healthy food, supplementation, fitness clothes, and cosmetic procedures to always look beautiful and well cared for, said the gym bunny. But what if we had fitness aid? A monthly amount just to help with our body care. You can go fuck yourself, lady. In other words, if you like fit, then you better put some bling on it. Robots are coming, gentlemen. I've seen them. I've seen the glorious days of the future. I can see them. Can you see them? I can see them. Look at that, son. It's the fucking future. No more of this will we deal with. Because we are men, and we will make solutions to problems. That's what we're good at. Since the first caveman said, damn it, I'm going to make this stone roll, that's when we decided to do it. We're tired of having a brontosaurus move the prehistoric car around, and the feet, you know, they get tired after a while. So, you know, one, he came up with a big stone wheel that rolls, and there we go. Oh, wow, it's perfect. And then we move that wheel, and that wheel eventually became a tire. And that's definitely not how it worked at all, but you know. There was a man one time, he said, I got this giant loaf of bread. You know, I can't eat it all by myself. And there was another man, you know, he was worked with blades. You know, he was a swordsman. Maybe a blacksmith. He said, let me see that loaf of bread here. He took a blade off, you know, it's hanging behind him. Boom! 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 And he said, what is this? Look it, sir, I've sliced your bread. Now you can give it to certain people, and you don't have to eat the whole thing by yourself. I can even have a slice. And I said, wow, this is amazing. Everybody can have a slice of bread. I don't have to eat the whole thing by myself. And there you go. That's how sliced bread was made. Because we always come up with ideas. While she didn't specify the figure for the proposed monthly husband tax, Rosalind said these getting ripped reparations would help. Reparations? That's what she's calling it. Would help wives whose fitness and beautification routines rarely come with recognition or financial support. For her, any guy who doesn't appreciate the pains they take to look good is an absolute deal breaker. Oh, we're gonna do this again with the Empress. A man who doesn't understand that a fit woman invests time and money to always look and feel her best is probably not the kind of man I'm interested in, said Rosalind. We already know the man you want. He's got thick pockets. Go figure. Some of her male suitors haven't been too keen on the idea of a six-pack stipend for their soulmate. Again, this is what AI considers the perfect body. This here. That right there. There was a guy who loved to say I was his dream woman. that he admired my dedication, but when I brought up sharing the cost of his lifestyle, he thought it was absurd, the content creator said. What I found absurd was that he wanted a girlfriend with a flawless body without understanding the investment behind it. She added, he wanted the results without being part of the process, so I chose to move on alone. I found a man with deeper pockets. Big old fat pockets. She doesn't care about dick size, gentlemen. She never has and she never will. She cares about the size of your goddamn pockets. Oh, look at my dick. She don't care if you had a dick big enough to choke a walrus. It's all about your pockets. How much money you got. That's what she cares about. And we got another one we're going to talk about to add to this. Viewers also found the proposition absolutely shallow and ridiculous, with one fuming, out of all the shit I've ever heard, this was the worst. You're already full of money and asking for fitness help, huh? Commented another. And you got guys over there like Sterling Cooper. Oh, this is what you need to do for your woman, and this is what you need to do for your woman. Sterling! This woman over here is saying she wants me to pay thousands every month for her whatever. Come on, you might have the money, but I don't. Most men in America don't. Not paying money for all this. Even women that don't even look half as good as her that want all that. There's women that look better than her that want, you know. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. You're already full of money and asking for fitness help, huh? Commented another. Well, that's probably not how he said it, but... You're already full of money and asking for fitness help, huh? Commented another. Some even accused her of encouraging gym-centered gold digging. But Rosalind insists her derriere endowment fund isn't about buying anyone. It's about partnership. That being said, the fitfluencer doesn't believe this tax should apply to men as well. I have covered a man's expenses, and it was the biggest waste of time in my life. Well, what do you think the man thinks, you dumb bitch? Rosalind declared. I paid for healthy food, encouraged him, and what did he do? He secretly ate junk food and got offended when I held him accountable. She added, a man who truly wants to take care of himself does it on his own. He doesn't need to be carried. When I buy something comfortable to ride in for hours at a time and be problem-free, good history and I will last a while. I buy a new vehicle and not a used one. I've always been a firm believer in kicking the tires and popping the hood for a peek, especially these days. One never knows what they're going to find under there, not with all the aftermarket parts that are floating around these days. The price of plastic and silicone is not safe from inflation. I'd worry more about future deflation. And what would she bring into a marriage? Here's a thought. Get a job and pay for your own nails, your hair. I've always worked and I love a feeling that I'm contributing to our household. I love earning money. She also doesn't realize that a marriage is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. You get out of it when you get out of it what you put into it. It goes far beyond superficial things. My ex-husband and I both worked and shared a couple of accounts. When we had the funds and he could allow, we would treat ourselves. I never expected my husband to cover the cost of any of my personal expenses, whether it be getting my hair colored or my nails done. He knew that I worked hard and contributed to the family while also being a good wife and mother. I also took pride in being able to help care for my family and then do things for myself. We had a very, very amicable divorce, and I even said I love you even in the day the papers were signed. We wanted to make sure the other enjoyed life and felt good about themselves. That I actually really agree with. I'm okay with amicable divorces. We don't hear that much in the manosphere, but they absolutely do happen, guys. There is such thing as an amicable divorce where they're like, you know what? We gotta do what's best for each other, and we're not gonna squabble over the money. There are good women out there that just, you know, they want other options, or people just get old and tired of it. Like, this isn't working for us anymore, but we can still be friends, and things can still be cool. It just, you know, we don't need to push this any further. And I think, literally, they should do more of that. Where, I always said, after a certain decade or so, they should have a thing where, like, the government basically said, or somebody says... Maybe not the government, but you could basically say, okay, we've done 10 years and we just don't feel like things are that great anymore. And we still love each other, but we don't want to do this anymore. This isn't something that we're good for. Like maybe after you've raised the kids and all that, they're out of the way. You just say, yeah, we're going to split amicably. We're not going to say, oh, he takes all this and that. They're going to, you know, do things the way that they're supposed to do. You put in what you put, you get what you put in, and I get what I put in, right? So nobody's like, oh, you're taking all my money. You know, it's amicable. And I don't think that's a bad problem at all. Because there's a lot of guys, she'll take everything. Well, yeah. That's because you have some women that absolutely are that way. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely crazy what's going on here. So, I think we've got room for one more. So, this is... Ooh, I actually want that article back, but I can't undo it. I think I can, actually. Can I? Should be like a... Oh, no, recently closed. Okay, we'll check it out later. All right, so... Wife makes husband pay her monthly $206 woman tax because females have a harder time. It's the price of being a woman or married to one. One wife has revealed, I don't care. Liberal women are vowing a sex strike in protest over Trump's win. I don't think we gotta worry too much about that. One wife has revealed that her husband pays a woman tax, coughing up over $200 every single month, or nearly $2,500 per year. Oh, it doesn't let us do anything. The tax is to compensate me for the fact that I have to have a period every single month, have two brutal pregnancies where I vomited most days, and had two C-sections, explained cashed-up content creator Camila in a viral video on TikTok, which has scored 632,000 views. Now my husband actually came up with the idea, and he pays for my mani and pedi twice a month. The so-called tax, she said, is paid twice a month in installments of approximately $103, meaning her hubby is forking over $2,472 in a single year. I cannot explain how happy getting a mani and pedi makes me, and it really does make up for that week of bleeding, she said. She just, look at that guy's a fucking simp. Look at him. She justifies that, I can look at it. Look at it. Look at his face. You tell this man's a simp. Look at this man's face. I wish I could zoom in and just show you this man's face. Is that the face of a happy man? Is that the face of a courageous man? No, that's the face of a man who literally... She's got him by the balls. She's the one that wears the pants. She justifies the tax because men have it very easy in this life compared to women. Oh, we do we? Women honestly have such a hard time, Camila said, quipping that men should be paying the women tax. She said that she also wants to set an example for her kids that they should be taken care of and also to take care of themselves. While unorthodox, Camila's woman tax method was praised by female fans of the because of course it was. Why do y'all find men to do this? One excitedly asked. So she just buying headphones and all this other stuff and... He's got him a BBW white girl. He likes to stick it in her ass. And she knows it. So she's got him wrapped around her finger. That's literally what it is. Now, we're not going to involve the kid too much in this, but look at this man. He's just along for the ride. They're not showing too much of the man. She's going to teach her daughter to be fucking spoiled too. Look at her when she hugged him. That man looked like a statue. Look at that man. Like, I don't know. I don't see it. He's like, man, I had to do what I had to do, man. Like, I've talked to guys like this. Where a brother would look and say, I did what I had to do, bro. Like, she had me by the balls. I've talked to men like this for real. It's like, you don't understand. I'm telling you guys, I remember young, strong, I'm talking gym fit muscles, you know, ladies man kind of guy, right? All the girls like him. And he said to me, man, my wife, she got me, man. I don't want to make her mad. I don't want to make her upset. This is a gym fit muscle man, you know, big, you know, I mean, he's actually a real good dude. Real good dude. Nice car. I've actually seen a racing picture of him. He got a real nice sports car, everything else. I mean, he looks like the alpha that you see maybe sometimes on these channels. Like, you got to be like me. And yeah, maybe he is. He's one of these guys that's literally like, I don't masturbate. Only time I do that is, only time I, like, bust a nut is in a woman. In a woman. That's the only way I do it. He said he believed it was a demon. Like, that's what he was taught. It was a demon. And he said, I don't want to let that demon out. I'd rather it be done godly. You know, he's a very religious man, very strong man. But he said to me straight up, he's like, this woman got me by the balls, man. I don't know what to do. Like, he's scared, man. And that's the real truth of the matter. A lot of these guys, they won't tell you this shit on their channels. They won't tell you this shit. They won't tell you what's really going on. Because they can't. If they tell you what really goes on, it blows their cover. You ain't gonna look at them. They're gonna be a fraud. They're gonna be a low-cow. So they have to go in there and tell you, they're gonna have to go in there and tell you, oh yeah, I'm a badass. You know, I don't take no shit from nobody. You know, if my wife here support me, we all good. We good in this family. Till it turns that damn camera off and she's like, okay, now I need you to do this, I need you to do that, you need to do this, you gotta do this, and make sure you pay for that, and this, and that, and that. Yes, honey, yes, dear, I'll have it, yes, that. That's the real fucking deal right there. That's what's really going down. 120%. I haven't done a rant like this in a long time, but y'all know what I'm talking about. This brother over here, she's got him by the balls. I just know it. You can tell it on that man's face. Say, the eyes are the window to the soul. God, you are so blessed to have a man that thinks like that. Make this legal. Why is this not more normal? Should make each payment conditional on losing a couple of pounds since the last payment. No, he wants them big. He wants that girl big. I know. I already know. I've looked at the big girl things. You know, the ones on the... that on the X, you have some big girls. Boy, these brothers are in them comment sections. These big old white girls, boy, you got so many brothers. It's crazy. You got the whole hood in there. I ain't even gonna lie. You got the whole hood in the comment section. Oh, look at that ass. Oh, look at that. I can't wait. We gonna get that. Boy, he gonna buy her everything in the world she wants. At this very moment, Western women, white women, Western white women, are the most privileged group of humans to ever walk the earth. They have the same rights as men, but no requirement to share the responsibilities that accompany those rights, such as possibly being drafted, when the world falls apart. No wonder they give their unwavering support to politicians like Kamala Harris, who promised them even more privileges than men never had, such as abortion and sole power to determine if a man becomes a father, even when the man disagrees one way or another. There are laws such as Title IX that require equal support and funding for women even at the expense of men. The legal system overwhelmingly favors women over men. For some insane reason, society still thinks women need a helping hand when it comes to things like education and employment success. All my bosses are pretty much women. If she gets pregnant out of wedlock, the government will support her. Not quite sure this is an option for men, but I can't say I've heard of it happening. Women would be no doubt scream sexism or misogyny if they had to meet the same standards in life as men. Indeed, I agree with all your points, but would add to either point 3 or 4. The divorce law needs a major update. Men should not be robbed by the government under threat of prison. Modern women like to yell at the world for how strong and independent they are. If that is the case, why do they need a man's assets? Boo! For $206 a month, she better know how to cut, bale, haul, and stack hay in the barn. Milk the cows twice every day. Prepare 3 meals for the family. Do laundry and ironing. The rest of her time is hers to do as she pleases. I'd even pay her more. $300 a month, and I'll only take her hand in a... I would take her in hand and discipline her when she really needs it. Bro, you'd have to spend valuable time figuring out which one was the cow in that situation. Trust me, that Guernsey, Jersey, or Holstein is far more valuable than a temperamental heifer. Just saying. Oh, all right, man, that's bad. That's hard. That's way too hard. Well, the part about distinguishing the cows apart. Hey, Farmer Brown, she is the cow. If you're reading the New York Post, you likely don't know how to do any of those things aside from the household ones, and there are maybe. And swallow. Wonder how much she gets paid for self-castration. Dang, that's so cheap on a monthly basis. You pay that much for one visit to a prostitute. She should get more than $200 monthly for her wifely duties 24/7. Low self-esteem can be harsh. Lucky for the beta, he doesn't have to pay by the pound. Now that's insanely funny. Yeah, she's hideous. No amount of money will fix that. Discipline of the soy. Yep, and flax. Yep. Oh, yeah. Hey, there's red pill men in here that have seen it. Y'all see what I see. I'm not crazy. Look at this man's face again. Don't be this man. If we learn anything on the Grim Articles show, do not be this man. Okay, so I don't have anything to promote, but I'm going to go ahead and throw a line to www.the-doll-house.com where you can get Spinning Robot Pussy, I believe. You can get the Follow Me Eyes, the Waifu Goo, and all that other good stuff that Revy mentioned. And a woman that doesn't charge $200 a month. And doesn't look like that, unless you want that, which they have that. They do have dolls like that. I mean, if you're interested in that, they'll give you that. But you won't have to pay her $200 a month, and you won't feel like a simp. This brother's right now looking at him. Man, I wish I bought a doll from Phil at the dollhouse. See, I'd have been so much better. Man paying this one $2,400 a month. Woo! I didn't even spend that much on adult games this year so far. I think I spend less on adult games than this man spends on his wife. I'm talking adult games. I'm not talking regular games. Even regular games. Because I look at my budget. Because I ain't really bought nothing in January. And, you know, we in February... I ain't really bought that much. I think I might have spent a little less. So, you can get some great adult games that give you hours of enjoyment. Or you can deal with this temperamental heifer. Or you get your dollhouse. Or you can go to the dollhouse. One payment. Get you some clothes off Temu or Shein. Trump didn't, you know, close those like I thought he was. And you can go ahead and get her necklace and jewelry and all that stuff. And it's all cheap. She's not going to care that it all comes from Temu. She's not going to give a shit that it comes from AliExpress or wherever you get it. She don't care. So there you go. And they do a lot more than mine does. I mean, they're better. All right, guys. So I'll see you next time on the Grim Articles show. Guess DP decided he wasn't going to make it. That's fine. I'll see you guys next time. I'm out. Enjoy the decline.